Targets for Chinese trade retaliation have so far included items like soybeans from Iowa, bourbon from Kentucky, wine from California. 7 states export more than $1 billion of products to China each year. According to Commerce Department figures, Hawaii exported about $125 million worth of products to China last year. That's less than any other state except Wyoming and North and South Dakota. A more serious impact on Hawaii could come from a targeting of the service sector of the economy, because that could include tourism. But even if China would create some sort of extra tax on outbound tourists or those coming to the U.S., that would still affect a relatively small number of visitors to Hawaii. The Hawaii Tourism Authority says about 65,000 Chinese visited the state through the first 5 months of this year. That's down about 4% from a year ago, and as a point of comparison, it's about half the number of visitors from Australia. Another trade weapon the Trump administration could wield would be restrictions on Chinese investments in the United States, potentially including luxury condos and other Hawaii real estate. But for now, any direct impact on Hawaii from the Chinese trade dispute depends mostly on the prospect of escalation on both sides of the Pacific. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.